Your total potential score in this is 100 points. But you could score minus.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Listeners, it's FPL quiz time. And today we are talking about FPL prices. And James just said to me, it's 50 questions. I'm like, all right. So I'm assuming it's like a higher or lower.
No, it's okay. Not. It's how good your fucking memory, mate.
Whoa. Recently, I've looked at a few prices just because I wanted to compare this year's starting price with last year's end price. So I've looked at a few, but not, I wouldn't say many. So, and 50 players.
50 players. Don't worry. It's not going to be like someone who's, you know, a random who you've never heard of or anything like that. You are guessing the price.
Fuck, this is going to be hard.
And there's a twist. So, your total potential score in this is 100 points. But you could score minus.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a player. And basically, all you need to do is tell me what their end price was at the end of the 21-22 season. Not their starting FPL price, the price at deadline for game week 38.
How do I get minus points?
For a correct answer, you get 2 points. Therefore, if you get all 50 correct, you get 100 points. For every 0.2 that you are out, minus one. So, for example, if player X was 7 million at the end of the season, and you guess 6.8, that's minus one. If you guess 7.3, that's minus one. If you guess 6.6, that's minus two.
Yeah, and if I'm 0.1 out, just nothing, 0 points.
No, just a dead zero. If you're 0.1 out, I'll go, that's unlucky, zero, because otherwise I think you'd definitely be getting minus.
Okay, let's rock and roll.
Are you ready?
Kinda.
Question one. Che Adams. Question one. Che Adams. What was his closing FPL price last season?
Does anyone care?
Question two. Rayan Ait Nouri.
So this is alphabetical.
Look at Serge. He's good, isn't he? Question two, Rayan Ait Nouri. Do you want to guess what question three is then? Do you want to play that game instead?
Nah.
Question three,
Trent
Alexander-Arnold. Question three, Trent Alexander-Arnold. Question four, Alisson. Question four, Alisson. What was his closing price last season? Question five, Mikel Antonio. Question five. Antonio.
When we get to marking, I'm not working out the minus twos and threes and shit. You're going to do that maths.
I'll tell you as you go on. Yeah. So just stripping while we're doing the podcast, by the way.
I'm taking my jumper off because this is warm.
He nearly took everything else with it. Question six. Harvey Barnes. Question six, Harvey Barnes. I've got some more West Ham for you, Serge. Question seven, Saeed Benrahma. Question seven, Saeed Benrahma. Question eight, Jared Bowen. Question eight, what was Jared Bowen's end FPL price last season?
I reckon I'm going to end on minus, by the way, on this quiz.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Question... Question nine, the points dodger, Armando Broja. Question nine, Armando Broja. Question 10, João Cancelo. Question 10, João Cancelo. Question 11, Matty Cash. Question 11, Matty Cash. Question 12, Connor Cody. Question 12, Connor Cody. Question 13, it's now a permanent move, Philippe Coutinho. Question 13, Philippe Coutinho. Question 14, yes, he's still on honeymoon in Italy. It's Ben Davis. Question 14, Ben Davis. Question 15, Kiernan Dewsbury Hall. Question 15, Kiernan Dewsbury Hall. Question 16, Bruno Fernandes. Question 16, Bruno Fernandes. Question 17, Anthony Gordon. Question 17, Anthony Gordon, who will be staying at Everton this summer, presumably with his teammate. Question 18, Damari Gray. Question 18, Damari Gray. Question 19, the £100 million man, Jack Grealish. Question 19, Jack Grealish. Question 20, Crystal Palace's Mark Gahey. Question 20, Mark Gahey. Question 21, the other Bruno, Bruno Guimarães. Question 21, Bruno Guimarães. Question 22 is Kai Havertz. 22, Kai Havertz. Question 23, Reece James. Question 23 is Reece James. Question 24 is Arsenal's new number 9, Gabriel Jesus. 24, Gabriel Jesus, who's just not quite as good as Tottenham's number 10. Question 25, Harry Kane. Question 25, Harry Kane. Question 26, gimme, 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 Dejan Kulusevski. Question 26, Dejan Kulusevski. Have you seen, Suj, this video that was knocking about yesterday? I'll have to show you afterwards. I've posted it in the Tottenham Slack channel, by the way. Thanks to FPL Sergeant, who I'd sent a link of the actual clip from the game, which I should have done as well. Last day of the season, Kulusevski walked around the goalkeeper and he fluffed it, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's on a podcast in Sweden and he talks about it. It's so funny.
Okay.
It's got like English translation and stuff. Yeah, apparently, So Stian told me the translation is not quite right.
Oh.
Because what he says is a lot worse than the translation, apparently. He says a certain word that we don't allow to be used on this podcast quite a lot. You have to see it. Question 27 is James Maddison. Question 27, James Maddison. Question 28 is Gabriel Martinelli. Question 28, Gabriel Martinelli. Question 29, Mason Mount. Question 29, Mason Mount. Question 30, Brentford's Pontus Janssen. Question 30, Pontus Janssen. Question 31, Newcastle United's Nick Pope. Question 31, Nick Pope. Question 32, is England goalkeeping teammate, I guess, Aaron Ramsdale. Question 32, Aaron Ramsdale. Question 33, I bought him before you knew who he was, Jacob Ramsey. Question 33, Jacob Ramsey. You look like you stopped, like, that was a painful one. Or question 34, Barcelona linked Cristiano Ronaldo. Could you imagine that? Imagine if he goes to Barca, mate.
I think there'll be problems for him.
Question 34, Cristiano Ronaldo.
He won't go to Barca. He won't go to Barca.
I don't know. There's some things that have happened in football over the last few years. We don't rule anything out. Question 35, Jose Sarr. Question 35, Jose Sarr. Question 36, Gucci, Alan Saint-Maximin. Question 36, Alan Saint-Maximin.
Why is he called Gucci?
Oh, shit. I just realised I've got two 36s. Right, this is out of 51 now. 36B, Bukayo Saka. How have I done that? Oh, no, I've missed the number. Right, I see what's happened here. Question 37, Bukayo Saka. Question 38, Mohamed Salah. Question 38, Mohamed Salah. Question 39, Brighton's Robert Sanchez. 39, Robert Sanchez. Question 40, Heung-min Son. Question 40, Heung-min Son. Question 41, Raheem Sterling. 41, Raheem Sterling. Question 42, Rafinha. Rafinha is 42. Question 43, the new R9, Richarlison. 43, Richarlison. Question 44, Ivan Tony. Tony for 44. Question 45, I bet he doesn't buy him this year either. Leandro Trossard. Question 45, Leandro Trossard. You must know what he was.
I was long gone.
Question 46, Virgil van Dijk. 46, VVD. 47, Ollie Watkins. I just realised these two ain't in alphabetical order. That's a fuck up, isn't it? 47, Ollie Watkins. 48 is James Ward Prowse. 48, James Ward Prowse. 49, Ben White. Question 49, Ben White. And so I tell you what, if you can guess who number 50 is, I'll give you a bonus point.
Wissa.
Wilfried Zaha.
Oh, Zaha. I thought you were going to go with Wissa.
Question 50, Wilfried Zaha.
Right, struggle here.
So I'll run through them real quick again. So one is Adams, 2-8 Nori, 3 Trent, 4 Alisson, 5 Antonio, 6 Harvey Barnes, 7 Benrahma, 8 Bowen, 9 Breuer, 10 Cancelo, 11 Cash, 12 Cody, 13 Coutinho, 14 Ben Davis. That's the Tottenham one, by the way. 15 Dewsbury Hall, 16 Fernandez, 17 Anthony Gordon, 18 Damari Gray, 19 Grealish, 20 Gehi, 21 Gomeres, 22 Havertz, 23 Reece James, 24 Jesus, 25 Kane, 26 Kulusevski, 27 27 Maddison, 28 Martinelli, 29 Mount, 30 Janssen, 31 Pope, 32 Ramsdale, 33 Jacob Ramsey, 34 Ronaldo, 35 Jose Sarr, 36 Saint-Maximin, 37 Saka, 38 Salah, 39 Sanchez, 40 Heung-min Son, 41 Sterling, 42 Rafinha, 43 Richarlison, 44 Tony, 45 Trossard, 46 VVD, 47 Watkins, 48 JWP, 49 Ben White, 50 Wilfried Zaha. How you feeling, Suge?
I feel like I'm going to do my score cumulative so that I don't have to total them up at the end. As in, add them up as we're going along.
Oh, that's a clever little idea,
yeah,
isn't it?
I think the listeners should do the same.
So what I'll do for you, because I'm nice, and I actually think this is part interesting in terms of forward thinking. I like to be educational sometimes. We will obviously compare to current pricing while we go as well. Question one, Suge. Che Adams.
5.8.
It's not going to go well, this, is it?
What was he? 5.6?
No, he finished the same price that he's starting this one with. 6.5. So that's a minus 3. Okay. So Suge there is 0.7 out, so he's at minus 3. Rayan 8 Nori.
4.4.
You might get minus 100, mate. He finished at 4.1.
Okay, so minus 1 there.
And minus 1 is obviously 4.5. Now 4.1 is the correct answer. Question 3. I dipped this one into the pod on Wednesday, so I want you to know it. Trent.
8.1.
Oh, God, I even said it. And even when I said it, I give you the eye as well. If you watch back on YouTube yesterday, you'll see I give Suge the eye. 8.4.
Ooh, finished quite high. So if it's minus 3 out.
It's another minus 1.
Minus 1. Okay.
So I think you're on minus 5.
Yep.
Question 4, Alisson.
6.1.
Spot on, Suge. Up 2.
Oh, okay, I'm up 2.
So you get it spot on, so you're up 2, right?
Yep.
Question 5, Mikel Antonio.
I don't know. I've got 7-3.
Spot on. Oh, okay. Perfect, mate. Obviously now 7.5. Correct answer is 7.3. There you go. You might even finish with a plus score, yeah? Question 6, Harvey Barnes.
5-7.
Oh, maybe not. 6.5.
That's 8.8 out.
Minus 4. 6.5 for Harvey Barnes, who starts next season at 7. That's not expensive, is it? Remember as well with them, they had all them doubles, didn't they? So the players were of interest, weren't they? Question 7 is Saeed Benrahma.
5-7. I had down 5-6. I'm going a bit more. 5-7.
5.9. So you're at a minus 1 for that. 5.9. Jared Bowen?
7.6.
6.9.
Is that it?
Yep.
What does that work at? Minus 7. So.
What did you guess? 7.6.
Yeah.
So it's minus 3. Okay. I love this. I tried to. Originally,
it's
I was
too complicated.
No, it's not.
I do maths.
Yeah, you just add it up as you go. Well, it'll keep you busy. It's not like there's any football on at the moment, is it? 6.9. That's because, as well, you're European. We didn't know if he was going to play any week.
He got injured.
Difficult run, yeah. 9, Breuer.
5-1.
5.3. 5.3 for Breuer. João Cancelo.
7.2.
Spot on, Suj. Obviously starts at 7.0. That's one of them with Cancelo, you think. He went up, what, 1.2 during the season last year.
And you started him less than what you finished on.
Yeah. Anyway. So 7.2 is correct for Cancelo. Matty Cash.
5.2.
You're close, mate. 5.3. Another one. Obviously, I'd increase the start at 5, but I understand that one more. 12, Connor Cody.
4.6.
4.7. Okay. At least you're halting the minuses now.
Yeah.
Philip Coutinho for 13.
6.5.
Nah. 7.1. Okay. Another one, there was a bit of interest with the doubles they had at the end. 7.1, Coutinho. Ben, gentle Ben Davis.
4.5. Okay, started the same as what you started.
15 is Dewsbury Hall.
4.7.
4.4.
Wow.
Yeah. Felt like we spoke about him every week, but I don't think anyone actually ever really, really, truly went there.
I might have gone to Gordon instead because he was cheaper to get to, maybe. Who knows?
Yep. And Ramsey had doubles as well. So 4-4 for Dewsbury Hall. Bruno Fernandes. I think you could ask me, I wouldn't have had a clue.
10-1?
11-6.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even know how many minus that is. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Just give minus 8.
I think minus 7.
Okay.
What did he start? It was 12? It was 12, wasn't it? I kept saying, I can't have a 12. I'm never going to captain and stuff. But then he returned big in a couple of the doubles, didn't he? So I think that held his price a little bit. 11-6. Anthony Gordon.
4-6.
4-7. DeMar, and he's obviously 5.5 coming into this season. Damari Gray for 18.
5-7.
5-4. Which made me want to say 4-5. 5.4 for Damari Gray. Jack Grealish.
7-2.
7.5. Coming in this season now at 7. Mark Gahey, 20.
4-6.
4-5. 21, Bruno Guimaraes.
5-3.
5.0. Kai Havertz for 22.
7-7.
7.9.
Okay.
Is everyone getting minus so far?
James.
I'm on minus 23 from 22 questions so far. So.
Come on, Suj. What are we up to?
James.
23. Reece James, what you got?
5-7.
6-5.
What?
Yeah. And they've priced him at 6, mate. You wonder why these guys' ownership so fucking high. Gabriel Jesus, 24.
7-6.
8.6.
A million out.
A million out, mate.
and there's only eight when he's going to play this season when he didn't play fuck all last season.
Yeah, there you go. 25, Harry Kane.
11.6.
12.5.
What?
Yeah, mate.
I'm on minus 37 now. I'll stop counting in a minute.
26, Deki Kulusevski.
6.2.
6.3. Honestly, I'm going to show you this video after. It's going to right cheer your day up, mate. 27, James Maddison.
7.3.
6.9. 28, Gabriel Martinelli.
5.4.
5.3. 29, Mason Mount.
7.2.
7.7. Obviously in 8 million. Do we like that?
Yeah.
8 million. Consistent, isn't he? So 7.7 it was for Mason Mount. Pontus Janssen of Brentford for 30.
4.6.
4.5. 31, Nick Pope.
5.3.
And I found that a bit of a surprising one as well, actually. I guess, again, that was probably influenced by the amount of doubles they'd had a bit earlier. 32, Aaron Ramsdale. 5.2. 5.1. 33, Jacob Ramsey.
4.8.
4.7. 34, Cristiano Ronaldo.
12.2.
Correct, spot on, 12.2. 35, Jose Sarr. 5.1. 5.2. 36, Alan Saint-Maximin.
5.8.
6.7. 37, Bukayo Saka.
6.2.
6.7. You got to get this one, Suj. 38, Mo Salah.
13.1.
Spot on, mate. 13.1 for Mo Salah. 39, Robert Sanchez.
4.4.
4.5. 40, Heung-Min Son.
10.8.
11.2. Another one who had 1.2 rise during the season, but then they've put another 0.8 on top of him. 41, Raheem Sterling.
10.1.
10.5. Now in at 10 million. 42, Rafinha.
6.4.
6.3. It would certainly be an interesting 7 million at Chelsea, I think. But it's interesting, if you think back to last season with Rafinha, it was like 6.5, oh my God, rah, 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 rah. Finished at less, right? 43, Richarlison.
7.1.
7.6. Heavily influenced that. We've obviously was really heavily bought going into sort of game week 37, wasn't he? Question 44. Ivan Toney.
6.3.
6.8. Now 7. Question 45. Leandro Trossard, Surge.
5.7.
5.9. We'll start this coming season at 6.5. Can't look at that. Not if he's potentially going to play wing back as well. 46, Virgil van Dijk.
5.9.
6.8. Another one been priced up at far lower than what he finished at last season. I get that a little bit more because you've got Robbo Trent as well. Question 47, Ollie Watkins.
7.2, I've got that.
7.5. Question 48. JWP, James Ward-Prowse. 6.1. 6.4. 6.4. Ben White.
4.5.
4.6. And question 50, Wilfred Zaha.
6.7.
6.9. I can't wait to see everyone else's scores.
I have a minus 62.
I didn't envisage that. I really didn't envisage that.
That's what. That's basically about 0.2, 0.3.
Do you think if you'd have done that quiz before, because I did that, I put that quiz together a couple of weeks ago. Do you think if you'd have answered it before you'd seen the new prices, that would have helped?
No.
No. See, that's what I thought as well. I thought, well, it's kind of in your brain as well, and there's stuff we would have discussed.
If we'd answered it a week after the end of the last season, I think so, because most of those players I would have considered or looked at, but not having looked at them that long, not bothered, to be honest with you.
I hear ya. I feel ya. Right, tomorrow.
Post your scores in the trivia channel.
Yeah, want to hear it. I really want to see them minuses. I want to know if everyone's, if there's a good chance everyone's got minus, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well done if you're in a plus. If you got 100, I bet someone's got like half of them or something.
Maybe.
Ask James tomorrow, probably going to be 3 o'clock, I think, UK time. And me and Suj will be doing some drafts as well on the main pod.
Lovely jubbly. Ciao, ciao.
Thanks, patrons. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.